Agenda item number 16 is the public hearing pertaining to the commercial summer flounder offshore season start date, etc. Mr. Samir, how are you doing?
Fine, Commissioner. Thank you. The next two public hearings, I'll try to be concise. There's been a lot of public, and I think the Commission has a fair grasp here. Last month, we'll start with summer flounder. We took emergency action on behalf of the offshore summer flounder trawl fleet. They had requested an earlier opening date for their fishery to allow them to have some landings in Virginia prior to openings in New Jersey and North Carolina. certainly helps the price per pound when they're able to get on the market before there's a ton of other fish on the market. The public hearing today is to make that amendment permanent part of this year's regulation, as well as a lower trip limit of 7,000 pounds. I explained that all to you last month. We have the draft regulation, and I have on my slide here the portions of that that we're looking to change. And one thing that I didn't spend much time on with you last month, and I will right now, is we have a mechanism in place that we really used in the past to prevent us from going over quota, something we've worked very hard not to do. We do everything we can to utilize the quota that we receive each year and do our very best to make sure we don't go over that quota. We used to have a trigger that forced us to close at 85%. In more recent years, we've been working with this fishery for two decades. We know it very well. What we do now when we set our trip limits is look at the number of vessels that are actually active and allow one trip per vessel. So if you'll see, we have, in the last couple of years, allowed this fishery to operate right through December 31st. The reason why we're looking at removing that trigger of a forced closure at 85% is we would actually like to get very close to 100%. So we're asking to remove subsection L of section 40. There's actually a section M that will become section L. I didn't think that was quite as relevant, so it's not on our slide. But you can find these changes on page 8 and 9 of your evaluation. So those are the changes to the regulation. And as I said, this is our best attempt to utilize this quota and get the best price per pound for these fishermen.
Other questions from the commission?
Just a procedure. Can we remove that L? Is that covered under the request for public hearing of last month?
So the notice did include any – I have the notice here, and it's actually in our evaluations. But yes, the notice did include wording to, I guess, the mechanism for the trip limits.
I have no idea why I'm asking you all.
So we asked to be able to modify the measures for the trip limit, the landing period, and sections related to the closure of the landing period. That's what we advertised.
Other questions from the commission? Joe, I understand the need to get close to the quota without going over the quota here. This particular fisheries management plan has some repercussions if we actually miss the target and we go over. Does that end up commensurate payback the next year?
Well, it actually takes a little bit longer to catch up with us. So it's usually the following year after that. So by the time that they figure out what the 2017 landings were, they would actually take it off our 2019 quota.
I got you. Now that I do remember that. The bill comes due. It's a matter of when.
Yeah, that's correct.
As is always the case in life. That's end at the moment of philosophical observation.
So I do have a staff recommendation to adopt these emergency amendments as a permanent part of the regulation, establishing the fall 2007 commercial offshore summer flounder fishery management measures, including the change of the season start date and the lower Virginia landing limit. We've received no written public comment to date, but we have had quite a few members of industry very happy with what we're trying to do for them.
Any other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience? No, there isn't.
Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter one way or another? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. France to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Smino.